After a 12-year absence, the actress Blythe Danner is returning to the Williamstown Theater Festival that shaped her early career nearly 40 years ago and where she continued to return over the decades. She's starring in the new play Lucy Boyle's The Blue Deep that runs through July 8th. Danner's association with the Summer Theater Festival began in 1974 when she played Nina in Chekhov's The Seagull. She also won the 1970 Tony Award for her role in Butterflies Are Free. She's also been nominated for Tonys for performances in A Streetcar Named Desire and Betrayal. Danner appeared opposite Robert De Niro in the 2000 comedy hit Meet the Parents and its sequels. It's a great pleasure to welcome Blythe Danner to the roundtable. Thank you so much.
I've been around a long time, haven't I?
And I didn't even get into the Emmys and the Golden Globes.
Well, I didn't win a Golden Globe, but I was nominated, and yeah, it's been fun. But I've been around a long time, so these things, I guess, start to happen if you hold out long enough, or you stand up long enough.
But your association here has been so long lasting. Yes, it's been 12 years, but what, 25 years with the festival?
21, I think. But I, you know, I'm so happy to get back on the boards because it's been a long time since I've done a play. So, yeah, I love coming back here. It's just food for the soul, you know, and it's just, you use different muscles on stage than you do in film and TV. And I think there's a strength that I sort of forgot about that you really do, that's really an important thing for an actor to have. I think it's so interesting when so many people say, come from television or film and come to the theater. A lot of them don't have any idea how hard it is. In the last couple of years, a few guys have dropped out of shows because they said that it was just too difficult, the 8 shows a week.
When you first came here and working with Nico Sakharopoulos, who was and in many ways still is what we think of when we think of Williamstown, what was that experience like as a young actor? I mean, can you put it into a context of how it formed you as an actor?
It definitely formed me. Nikos was the only director and teacher I really ever had who demanded more of me than I thought I could give. And he really pushed me into doing Masha and Three Sisters and Blanche DuBois. And I just thought, oh, I don't have that kind of depth or gravitas, Nikos. I don't think I can go there. And he just sort of booted me, and, you know, not literally, but he just said, you've got to do this, you can do it, I know you can. I guess having done Nina, you know, he'd seen me he didn't even know me at all, and somebody said, oh, you should use Blythe, and he said, I don't know Blythe Danner, who is Blythe Danner? And so it was Greek, not the best accent, my imitation, but he was very funny. He went to a film that I was in at the time, and he walked in for about 2 minutes. He said, oh, she can cry. Okay, she can come. Because I then did Nina. But he really kept at me and taught me so much. He was just extraordinary. And he allowed me to be a bad girl. You know, I always thought you had to be goody two-shoes. And he pushed me and pushed me and just let me really be, you know, as bad as you had to be to get to the depths of those roles.
And when you would come for a season, you would come for the full season, right? You would do several productions.
Not always. Like only a couple of times, I think, that worked out. It usually had to do with a family, you know, what was good for the family. My husband was doing his show, St. Elsewhere, and The White Shadow, and other shows out in California. So we just tried to fit it in with his work. And as the kids got older, they would go to summer camp here. My daughter wasn't quite 2 when we first came here. So it's just a place that I hope that I can return to, and you know, maybe I'll drop dead on the Nico stage. That would be fun. That would make me happy.
Kind of a bummer for the audience.
Yeah, I guess it would be. Well, they could say I was just acting. Cart me off.
When you take on a role like this in The Blue Deep, in talking to Lucy and the rest of the cast, it seems that you have all bonded. It seems as though there's very much a reverence to you and to Bob and to the words themselves.
Oh, good. Well, certainly the words themselves, and certainly Bob, who's an old friend, and I think he's done a beautiful job of directing it. You know, we're working very hard. I'm always the last one to know my lines, so I haven't had a lot of chance for camaraderie, but I've been working very hard to get the play under my belt in these few short weeks. You know, we don't have a long, long time. I started learning it several weeks ago, but it's not until you're in rehearsal that you really can get into your muscle memory. But it's a wonderful group. Every actor in this play, I think, is wonderful. I'm really proud to be part of it.
Do you enjoy working, and Heather certainly talked about this, as did Lucy, about of looking and exploring that mother-daughter dynamic and seeing where that relationship can go in this work?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's very odd and funny, actually, that I have done two projects that have this relationship with the daughter. I just did a screening up here at Images of Hello, I Must Be Going, which is a little indie that I played the mother of Melanie Lynskey. And it always, and this one as well, is that the attachment and devotion of the mother, of the daughter and the father, and how sometimes the mother feels on the outside. And I don't know that there's something to that I think. It's not in every relationship, but certainly when there's that incredible deep bond that I think there often is between father and daughter, as I think with mother and son too as well. I mean, these are general statements, but I think that so many things are written about these things, there has to be something to it. So it's been very interesting to explore that.
And to see how the audience reacts to that, I would think.
Hear a lot of women especially sort of going, you know, oh yeah. I mean, they have empathy for what's going on.
When you hear those reactions, is that an instant that you take note of it and think about it later?
Not always, because every audience is different, so you get so many different responses. I love having an audience, and it's been, as I say, a long time, 6 years since I've been on stage. And it just feeds you, you know. It's wonderful to have different audiences every night, and we give different performances every night. It's never exactly the same, because it's, to me, it's kind of like jazz. You know, you're constantly digging and searching for a deeper and another riff and a deeper meaning, and you constantly explore. To me, I never like to stop exploring till closing night.
And when it's done, then on closing night, it's done for you. Then you move on?
Well, it depends on what it is. You know, we love this play. We have hopes that possibly it may go on. We don't know. You never can really know that kind of a thing, but no, I mean, there's certain roles that stay with you.
You took interest in this very early during the reading here last year of this play.
Uh-huh. We did a reading before that in New York, so I think it's 2 years that I've been sort of affiliated with it.
What was it about the work that struck you?
It's the writing. It's always the writing, you know. We had wonderful, Lucy's quite a great writer for her young years. And it just rang true. So much of it rang true to me. And great humor and also great sadness. And to me, that's very Chekhovian. And to me, it's the thing that attracts me the most about playing in a piece, you know, a movie or film or TV or play. Whenever the combination of those things appears, I'm always very attracted to that. The comedy hand in hand with a tragedy. That's, you know, that's really Chekhov. And so I admire young artists who strive to do that. It's hard to do, but Lucy, I think, has done it.
We talked earlier this week on our show about, with the director who was doing, was directing The Cherry Orchard, about that difficult balance of Chekhov, of getting it right and not having it be just the reciting of the lines.
Oh, now it can be so boring when you see bad Chekhov. That's what was so extraordinary about Nikos. I think it was his Greekness and his Greek heart and his passion. I mean, he would just make us get in there and fight like mad to really, you know, get to the heart of it all. And that's why his productions, I think, have been sort of gone down in history up here anyway, for being some of the best Chekhov seen.
So after this, what is next for you? What do you want?
I don't know what's next. There's an indie supposed to possibly be. I'm going back to do a little segment of play the mother of Christina Applegate and Up All Night, running out to California for that. And just whatever comes along, I like to do, as long as it's, you know, not something, well, certainly I don't have to take my clothes off at my age, but as long as it's really, you know, something good, I'm there.
Blythe Danner is starring in the new play, Lucy Boyle's The Blue Deep, that runs on the NECO stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival through July 8th. For more information, go to wtfestival.org. Blythe Danner, a great pleasure to have you on the program. A delight.
Thank you. Wonderful to be with you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.